Joining me now is Sydney Powell. Sydney, thanks for joining us again here on Brandon House Live.
Oh, thank you, Brandon. It's always a pleasure.
Love your backdrop, by the way.
Thank you. I just figured out how to do that.
That's really cool. Before we go to your topic, what do you make of what we were just talking about?
It's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying. I saw the notice about hiring 87,000 IRS agents, and there's nothing that can be good about that. IRS has been one of the centers of gross abuse of conservatives, at least since the original O'Biden regime, as I will call it. We know Lois Lerner was infamous for targeting conservative organizations and denying them C3 status and other assorted abuses. I'm sure that's going to expand significantly with the addition of new agents. And like you said, their training can't be for any reason other than to terrorize middle America.
Yeah. You're going to be busy. You already are busy, but you're going to get busier because
we are really busy. Yes, we are.
Well, let's talk about some of that. But before we do, I would love to hear your thoughts on what happened to President Trump, the unprecedented raid by the FBI on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago. What do you make of that?
I wish I could say I was surprised, but ever since I wrote License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice, our Department of Justice has done nothing but deteriorate. And given the abject and irrational hatred of President Trump, I knew when he left office that they would turn all their sights on him for every abuse of power you can imagine to be directed at him, from grand jury investigations to things like the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. It's a pure power play. It's, as you mentioned earlier, it's to intimidate. It's to make sure he and all of America knows that they can do it to anyone they want to do it to. And that's what they're doing. No matter how egregious the abuse, how pretextual the prosecution. And, you know, one of the things I learned in representing General Flynn was that they had made up the...
Uh-oh, did we just lose her, Logan?
On through the entire case, fabricated 302s. They just made it all up. And they're willing to do anything to get their political targets.
You froze up for just a minute, so let me...
I would encourage them to do it right now. You just need to know what all the government can do and how the Obama administration in particular has weaponized and directed every federal agency at we the people.
So they can get your book at defendingtherepublic.org, right?
Or SydneyPowell.com, SydneyPowell.com, and it should be available on Amazon also, but they'll say it's not when it is.
And so you can order it at defendingtherepublic.org and guarantee to get it. Sydney, so you're saying that or SydneyPowell.com. So you're saying that you have no doubt that the FBI and the Justice Department will file charges against Americans and 100% lie in those filings?
Yes, it's happened for decades. It's gotten worse over decades. Much of it is purely political. There have been all kinds of political prisoners over the last 20 years. And look at the January 6th prisoners right now. Compare the way they've been treated to the way the members of the TV crew that broke into the Capitol have been treated. Or the way President Biden was treated when he trespassed on the Capitol years ago. It's not viewed as a mere trespass at all. They've turned it into massive felony offenses, many of them completely unjustified.
Mm. What do you make that, as the media is trying to spin, that President Trump took nuclear documents? He's saying this is Russia, Russia, Russia all over. Do you think what they're after is documents? I mean, I'm just speculating here based on some stuff I'm reading. Is there any chance that he has a lot of information about Cross Hurricane and all the corruption of the FBI and all the players, and that he has that information that he declassified? I think he declassified a lot of stuff. So he maybe declassified it, took it, and is going to use it in trial against them, and they're trying to cover their butt?
Well, he certainly had the power to declassify it and every right to do that. And I hope he did do it. He certainly should have done it. And he should have told the American people before he left office what all of it was. That would have been a good defense. But he had the authority, as long as he was president, to declassify any of it he wanted to declassify. And I wish he'd done even more of it. But at any rate, you know, I have no doubt it's another pretextual search. they certainly didn't show any concern for Hillary Clinton's rank abuse of the classification process. She would have had to have had a team of people cutting the classification symbols off documents to send them to her on her BlackBerry. There were scads of them that people found that had partial classified markings on them that didn't get cut off. All kinds of things indicated there, not to mention the secret server that was handling classified emails and Obama's alias appearing on the secret server in the email department, which means her use of the secret server as they effectively privatized the State Department and sold it for their own personal gain with kickbacks or payments to the Clinton Foundation for whatever transactions they wanted to approve or pay to play for the Secretary of State herself. I mean, it was one horrible abuse after the other. The Democrats have gotten by with everything under the sun while they are targeting conservatives for speaking their minds.
What do you make? I was heard today that Obama left office with 33 million pages. Did you hear that today?
No, but that wouldn't surprise me. I think they sent scads to the presidential library and hid all kinds of things in those documents. This assault on President Trump and his residence is unprecedented in American history, and it simply should not have happened now.
All right, let's talk about the Biden regime real quick. I had on Mayor Rudy Giuliani last night, and we were talking. He was talking about the $31 million. He kept bringing that up from the Biden family from China to the Biden family. I mean, again, have we reached a point where we are just under might makes right? Where are we? Have we moved to becoming a lawless, really, literally, no longer under the rule of law, just under might makes right? They get to make it up as they go.
Well, that's certainly what they've been doing for the last, since President Trump rode down the escalator, essentially, and the Russia hoax farce started. You know, we went through one hoax after the other through his entire term of office, all of it designed to undermine him. They knew they were lying then, and they know they're lying now about this election, the 2020 election. Biden was not elected. Trump was. And at some point, people are going to get all the truth. I don't know how long it's going to take, but we at Defending the Republic are still working on getting people the truth while we're defending January 6 prisoners from the horrible treatment they're receiving and working on behalf of the military and military chaplains now. They're trying to root out all the military chaplains that have enough conscience to stand up and say they cannot and will not take the vaccine. They're penalizing them right and left. So we're filing papers Monday on behalf of a number of military chaplains, and we're trying to help other military members who do not want the jab that we now know has caused more deaths than COVID itself did.
Are you coming to the Moment of Truth Summit, August 2021?
I don't think I'm going to be able to do that.
Okay. We were hoping you'd be there. But you know it's coming up, and it's going to be great. I guess we've now got over 1,000 people registered by invitation only. I don't know if you saw the article by The Federalist yesterday. They had a great article on the ERIC, this electronic registration database that 31 states are using. Did you get a chance to read that article at all?
No, I haven't, but I will look it up and do that. It sounds very important. Yes, we have been concerned about the registration databases, and we know from a CISA advisor that
hopefully she'll come right back. It's the second time she's froze up. Are you there? Okay, you froze up for a second. You were saying you have been worried about ERIC?
Yes, I have been worried about that because Iran hacked into the voter registration database of at least one state before the 2020 election, and we know that another state was sending copies of every registration to somebody in Pakistan, an ISI office or something. It's absolutely disastrous for the security of our voting system. There is no computerized voting system that is secure. Every expert in the field knows that.
In fact, have you seen the guys at ESNS, Cindy, admitting that on video?
No, but I've seen Professor Halderman, who has done any number of affidavits.
Oh, well, I've got a treat for you, which, by the way, did you Garland Favorito was on here tonight from Voter GA, and I guess the judge, Totenberg, has ruled again they can't release Professor Alex Holderman's report because we're too close to the election now. And I had on tonight I had on, when I was sitting in for Mike Lindell, because he was in transit flying, I had on for 40 minutes the Secretary of State of Louisiana, Secretary Ardoin. He is a hero. He was amazing. He held hearings, and Mike Lindell spoke. ESNS was there. Some Dominion folks were there. I want you to see what the ESNS guys had to say. Watch this. Oh, Logan's got to grab it. I thought I gave you plenty of time to grab that boy. Come on. That was a lot. That was a great lead up, son.
Well, we've got great video at defendingtherepublic.org of Professor Halderman and others talking about how easy it is to change the result of an election with any of these computerized programs.
Absolutely.
And to think it wasn't done in the 2020 election in face of all the math and data we have that is absolutely irrefutable is a farce.
Absolutely. That you guys should go to defendingtherepublic.org to watch it. Okay, here's that clip. Watch this.
Now, some folks have claimed, academics, election system experts have claimed that ballot marking devices are inherently vulnerable to hacking or malware or tampering. All technology, whether it's your laptop, your phone, an ATM machine, or an X-ray machine, can have vulnerabilities.
How far we've come, because after the 2020 election, you know, you were trying to say this on every national mainstream TV show, morning show, Sunday show, that these machines are vulnerable, and you were having to argue with the government, they're not hooked to the internet, oh, they can't be hacked. Now ESNS is saying, yeah, they're all vulnerable. And the, Department of Homeland Security, their own cybersecurity infrastructure agency is saying, yeah, there's vulnerabilities. I mean, how far we've come.
They put out a new CISA report recently that's based on Halderman's massive affidavit in Totenberg's court that she won't unseal about how Dominion has never corrected any of the things he's pointed out for I don't know how long, to the point where you have to realize these are not defects in these machines. These are features that they have deliberately put in the machines to make sure that whoever is manipulating the result can manipulate it like it needs to be manipulated to get the result they want.
Good grief. And I mean,
you can't have repeated reports by experts of something wrong and not fix it, and the EAC not demand that it be fixed and claim, oh, we didn't know about that, or it's an accident, or it's a glitch, or it's a programming error. No, these things have been deliberate for a long time. And if you go to defendingtherepublic.org also, I did an article recently going back to the 2004 Ohio election where it looks like the computers may very well have been rigged to steal the election for the Republicans in Ohio in 2004. The Democrats made the same arguments and assertions we have been making in 2020, that the machines were rigged, that a unknown third person from an unknown location manipulated the vote totals. The exact same kind of arguments we're making, the Democrats made in Ohio in 2004. And I want you to know that at least two members of the January 6th committee and multiple other members of the Democratic leadership at the time, including Congressman John Conyers, who was very well known, filed a brief in support of the lawyers who made those claims, arguing that they should not be sanctioned or reproached in any way for having made those election challenges, the same ones we're making now. So the article is at defendingtherepublic.org, and all the documents, including the amicus brief filed with the names of Adam Schiff and Zoe Lefgren on them, are on our website.
Wow.
You can read them yourselves. See the same arguments made back in 2004. This has been happening since the computers were introduced into our electoral system. We have to go back to paper ballots, hand counted.
Absolutely. Over at the Federalist, they're reporting that this ERIC system used by 31 states was it was launched in 2012 with the help of a guy named David Beckler, and they go on to state that he worked as a lobbyist for People for the American Way, a George Soros-funded advocacy group. And as I have said the last couple of days, of course I remember People for the American Way. That was Norman Lear with, you know, the producer of All in the Family and Maude and all these other shows. And he started People for the American Way to counter the influence of the religious right, particularly Jerry Falwell, Tim LaHaye, D. James Kennedy, and many others. It started the religious right, if you will, organized them and elected Ronald Reagan. So here comes Norman Lear starting People for the American Way. It was under a different name, then they changed their name, same organization. Well, they got a group they started years ago called Right Wing Watch. They've attacked me on there for years. I saw the other day, 17 pages. I guarantee you, you're on there if you go look it up. So this is the guy that helped start ERIC, okay? This is the guy that helped start ERIC, is working with People for the American Way, what is reported to be a George Soros-funded advocacy group, and they're the ones now not cleaning their voter rolls, and in some states have more people on the voting rolls than are eligible to vote or even live in the state.
Well, that's part of the way they commit the fraud. They inject false voters into the voter database to increase the number of the pool they have of votes they can, the fake votes they can pull from to inject to create the massive spikes that we saw on election night in 2020. It's mathematically impossible to get 134,000 votes in a row for Joe Biden. You can't flip a coin 134,000 times and have it come up heads. It just doesn't happen. It's an absolute impossibility in the world of physics and math.
In fact, you just used the key word, physics and math, science.
Yes.
I asked Mayor Giuliani last night, I said, I invoked your name. I said, shouldn't Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, Mike Lindell, and me, others feel vindicated? And he said, now we're to the point where it's scientifically provable. You just said the same thing.
It is. It's been scientifically provable since the day after the election, and people could calculate the algorithm that ran to shave votes from Trump and give them to Biden. Dr. Frank, look at his videos on YouTube or on Frank's speech and see how he calculated the algorithms that show the votes being exactly the same across all different kinds of metrics in the state. They ran a different algorithm in each state.
And I guess we've had ranked voting now being used, according to one report, up in Alaska to help that lady up there win.
Ranked choice voting has got to be, it's wrong. It is absolutely wrong. It allows an election by less than the majority of the votes.
It's so confusing. I don't even know how to explain it. I've seen the graphs, but I don't even know how to explain it.
Well, it enables the election of, that's what ran California off the rails, was ranked choice voting. So that it became so that only Democrats could even get elected to anything by the way it works. And it's not the way we should conduct elections in any state. I was appalled to learn that Alaska is doing that now. No state should be doing it. It shouldn't even be constitutional.
What about Carrie Lake? How do you think she was able to win?
I think Arizona is so disgusted that enough people poured out on election day to create her victory. And that's part of the key, is watching everything, putting them on notice that we know what they're doing, demanding paper ballots county by county. That is something that has got to happen in this country to reclaim it for we the people, and show up on election day to vote.
So are you saying, Sydney, that she likely was able to swamp with voters that day, and it overcame the algorithm?
I think that's a distinct possibility, yes. What happened in 2016 and why Trump won in 2016. Hillary was definitely expecting to win. I heard that she had been guaranteed that she would win, and I think the only reason she didn't is because so many people poured out on election day to vote for President Trump. They broke the algorithm. And the same thing happened in 2020, except they had the backup plan in 2020 of the, quote, mail-in ballots, end quote, many of which were abject fraud. And they stuffed them in the ballot box to make up for some of the extra votes they needed in the states where they needed it.
So in conclusion, what do you see happening in 2022 and 2024?
Well, we had better, citizens better rise up in every county across the country and bird dog their county commissioners' meetings and demand paper ballots and take back our counties and our right to vote with an authentic vote, and not something that can be manipulated in a black box that nobody's ever allowed to see or challenge in any way. I mean, our voting system is supposed to be completely transparent, and our rule of law is dependent on that and the equal application of the law to all people. Everybody sees that we have lost any equal application of the law in the last 6 years. I mean, the Democrats have used every trick in the book. I don't think it's really Democrats. I think it's the leftist slash communist slash socialists, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
The Democratic Party abandoned the people long ago and are simply in it for enriching themselves and expanding their own power base.
Yeah. How can we help you in conclusion? How can we help you in your work?
We really need monthly donations, commitments for monthly donations at defendingtherepublic.org. We are fighting on every front, including the lawfare that's been thrown against us personally and professionally, and Defending the Republic, the organization itself, has been sued for over $1.3 billion in more than one court. And you know, we're fighting the lawfare every day. All of us are fighting for our law licenses. Oh, and you mentioned earlier the possibility that, you know, banks would freeze accounts or whatever of patriots or anyone. Well, the Department of Justice back in the Obama holder regime ran what they called Operation Choke Point, and they cut off banking access for a list of about 40 different kinds of businesses, some of which were First and Second Amendment protected businesses. They put pressure on the banks through the FDIC or whatever the other regulators are to shut off like pawn shops, gun sales, certain pharmacies, all kinds of different businesses, to shut off their banking access, to essentially try to put them out of business, even if they were First or Second Amendment protected. They gave no regard to that. It was a list of organizations, companies, businesses that Obama and Biden and Holder did not like. Well, they're doing the same thing now to patriots. In fact, Bank of America just did it to me.
Ooh.
After being a client for 49 years. My first bank account was at the original bank that later became Bank of America. And they just told me they had made a business decision not to do business with me any longer, and they shut off my access to my funds.
Oh, my. So are you saying you won't get your money?
No, I had to fight to get that back. They opened it up for me long enough to get my money out, but they froze my money, and they made a business decision. They don't want to do business with me anymore after 49 years, including me representing and being a lawyer for Bank of America for several years.
I'm sorry to hear that. As always, thank you for being with us and your courageous stand that you keep going. Thank you for persevering.
Thank you. We will keep after it. This country.
Absolutely. DefendingTheRepublic.org. DefendingTheRepublic.org. Sidney Powell checking in. Check out her website, DefendingTheRepublic.org. Ours? Well, mine's WVWTV.com, my personal television website. If you like what I'm doing, you can support us as well at WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. Also, of course, MyPillow.com. For savings, use that code B66. It supports us as well. Thank you for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. Take care.